Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Jimmy the Bubble Boy. Actually, even Bill the Producer with us.
Woohoo!
First time in a while. He's been out to gallivanting, not diving as he should.
Not diving like I should be is absolutely correct, although I did move some scuba gear.
You did move some, winterized your scuba gear? Is that what you did?
No, I moved it from one house to another house while I was moving all my other crap.
You see, while you had it out, you should have thrown it in the water and actually stayed attached to it. That might have been a good plan.
That would have been a good plan. I believe that I would have been accused of screwing around.
Mm-hmm.
And not applying myself to the job of moving.
Yeah.
And I can't see how that could have possibly worked against me.
Never.
Yeah.
Never. I mean, it's part of your gig, man.
It should be part of my gig.
Yeah. All right. We'll work on it.
Please.
But Bill was busy. He's been doing, some moonlighting as a, what do you call that? What do you call that exactly when you're, hosting or...
Well, I do a number of things aside from be on the radio on Saturdays, and I've developed a character known as the 5-Minute Professor. You can find the 5-Minute Professor on Facebook, 5-Minute Professor.
Right.
And just search for that. And I do a lot of different things with the 5-Minute Professor. I have a regular weekly 20-minute radio bit that I do here locally in Orlando. It's actually... just started to be syndicated. I have another station that carries me as a pre-record that plays in the morning. And then that's actually legitimately 5 minutes. And then I also do live trivia shows in the greater Central Florida
area. Yeah, well, that's what I want to get to.
And I do Family Feud shows as the host of a Family Feud.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're with the legal department for Family Feud, and then it's nothing at all like the TV show.
Yes, but he has an outfit and everything.
Oh, yeah, I've got costumes. I'm a costume kind of guy.
Was that costume or just a... it was more of a uniform, wasn't it?
Well, you could call it a uniform, call it a costume. When I do the Family Feud, I have a beautiful monochromatic suit that I call my original Kings of Comedy suit.
Wow.
And it is bright blue. It is electric blue, and it's a three-piece... And I purchased it at a time in my life when I was a smidge heavier than I am today, and I don't fully fit into all the pieces right now.
Okay.
Pants are a little loose.
Well, you've been doing this how long, though, now, Bill? I'm guessing what?
How long have I been doing the live shows?
Yeah.
We've been developing the 5-Minute Professor character for almost 6 years.
Right.
But these live shows are relatively new. In fact, I've only been doing the Family Feud now for 3 weeks.
Okay, so I don't feel so bad because it's
right around the corner from your house.
Well, yeah, and it was the first time I've ever seen him do this, and I was like, wow, he's really good at this. And maybe we ought to do this little traveling road show for Scuba Radio, but instead of 5-Minute Professor, you have to be Mr. Scuba, use your scuba gear in that capacity, and we come up with some kind of scuba-related game show that you can tour around with. And, I just found a new little shtick for you.
Well, Greg, can I turn the letters?
You can be the letter turner, and we got Jerry the Diver Guy on via the web. He could do
Wheel of Scuba.
Fish. Oh,
Wheel of Fish. Now you get a UHF reference.
Yes.
When I talk about Getty Watanabe on World of Boating and say supplies, you don't get the UHF reference. Now you say Wheel of Fish.
I was asleep at the time. Jerry, you would participate, wouldn't you? In our scuba radio game show? I don't know. We got to come up with some.
Here's what we do. It's easy. It's very much like Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
We take a scuba diver and we strap them down onto a gigantic wheel. And then we spin it and we shoot at them with a spear gun.
A spear gun. Okay. I was going to say, I thought you spin them around and then.
And wherever the spear gun lands, that's the question.
Or they get sick and spew on a contestant, and whoever gets spewed on wins.
There we go. They're winners.
You're my chum.
American Horror Story Scuba Show.
Could happen. I don't know.
Yes.
It's possible. But yeah, I don't know. It was kind of cool what you did, Bill.
I mean, appreciate that.
Yeah, it was fun. And I was thinking we got to do some of this stuff when we're out and about. You know, we have our Scuba Radio Mermaids. So we already have our cast of Vanna White participants. We have the Scuba Cowboy providing music, our in-studio band, so to speak.
Right.
And, you know, we got people like Jerry the Diver Guy. He's going to be up at BTS. And I bring this kind of stuff up there because... the thing is that we have elements going on in that regard that will allow us to do unique things when we're on the road.
Can I say something, though, about the BTS abbreviation?
Beneath the sea.
I understand that, but it doesn't make the T sound lowercase.
What do you mean?
Well, beneath the sea. The B should be capitalized, the S should be capitalized, and the should be a lowercase T.
Let's drop the T.
It should be
BS.
BTS.
Well, I don't know. We'll leave that to the promoters.
Oh my God,
we're just hired to entertain the crowd as they come into the show each morning. And I was thinking maybe we could do some of this. You know, we got some great prizes.
We got some great stuff. We got good, solid...
we're giving away another Explore Ventures liveaboard trip. Matter of fact, to our Turks and Caicos Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise
Fantastic.
In October. So that'll happen at Beneath the Sea at the end of March.
Okay.
We have some new Scuba Radio branded Nanook protective cases, like little small cases, like for your iPod
phone. The Nanos?
Yeah, the Nanos, exactly.
Yeah.
Got some of those. And just brand spanking new, you'll be one of the first new divers on the block to have one of these things.
No, hold on. Don't tell me, because it's brand and it's spanking, and it has to do with shades of gray, doesn't it?
It doesn't, but I'm sure there's ways you could use this to document such activity, because it's called the Light and Motion Sidekick, a new light that attaches to a GoPro that they funded through Kickstarter, and it was a huge success, and we're going to have some of the first production versions of this new light that you can use for your GoPro and take it underwater and that kind of thing as well. So we got a couple of those to give away at BTS this year. It's going to be a big old party. We got to come up with a fun way to give them away. So I don't know. Is there such a thing as a scuba-related game show that we can put into place? I mean, we've done, you know, Dive or No Dive before at DEMA. But we, you know, after watching what you did the other night, I was thinking we got to come up with some kind of unique plan and see if we can make something happen in that regard. Jerry, what do you think? You got any ideas in this, going on in that regard, or what do you think?
Well, we could always have a tagging game. See who can come up with the most tags on people.
Oh, what, like tagging the Scuba Radio Mermaids or something? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, well, that or the attendees. We can have a ball with this.
So you're suggesting playing tag?
No, I think it's more of like a tag and release type of thing, or what?
We'll get a bunch of Scuba Radio stickers and light the world up there.
Well, that's true. Yeah, we could just brand everybody. We got these tattoos.
Oh, that's
right. We could tat them up and see what. I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud of some crazy things that we could do, and you know, watching your fun little trivia and Family Feud thing there, Bill, gave me this wacky idea.
It is a little wacky.
We have all these prizes.
There's plenty of room for a game of some sort.
So you have to develop that.
That's what's happened.
Yeah. So it's a 5-minute professor. That's fine. Come up with something that Mr. Scuba can host.
Okay.
And that would be you, not me. I know you're looking at me like, oh, that'd be no. I'm too big for that now. I'm a movie star.
I understand.
Sharknado 3. You heard of it? Yeah, I'm in it, and you can suck it. So you know. We're gonna. I have to delegate some of these. Some of these duties.
Now, just to be clear, just so we're all on the same page here. When you say I'm in Sharknado 3 and you can suck it, is that something you heard on the casting couch on your way in?
No.
You want to be in Sharknado 3? No?
Well, no, that is...
I'm just asking.
No. Yeah, that's
it's
just,
a fair question.
Yeah, they film in Orlando, not Louisiana, with crawfish.
Okay.
No, so it has, yeah, don't be a hater. You know, that's all I get to say.
Okay.
And by the way, the Sharknado stuff, I'm going to share some more anecdotes of what happened because now it's out on the
anecdotes.
Web.
Anecdotes.
Yeah, those two. And we'll tell you what happened. I was on the set in Orlando at Universal Studios.
Can you tell us about the scenes you were in?
I can tell you some.
You
I'm
got
give
the
you
check.
Some,
has the check cleared?
I got the check. I
once the check clears, then you start telling us.
Yes, exactly.
They can't take it back once you got it in your account.
True.
Cash it, baby.
Well, we got that and much, much more on today's big show. Stick around. Just getting started on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Bob Talbot, marine photographer and filmmaker. You're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now, here's a guy with a perfect face for radio, and God knows I know what I'm talking about, Greg the Dive Master.
I don't know what he means by that. You know, I'm kind of a big-time movie star now, and
I was kind of wondering.
The paparazzi have become a problem. I didn't think Bob Talbot would be part of that group, but hey.
I mean, he knows faces.
Yeah.
Is that what he meant by saying he knows what he's talking about?
I'm sure.
No, I doubt
sure.
it.
I don't know if he knows radio.
Yeah. Hey, Robert from Ohio is dialed up 888-88-SCUBA. Robert, you're on the air. How are you, my friend? And welcome. Hello. Robert, oh, wait, no, wait, that's not it. There he is. Now I got him. I got you, Robert. Are you there?
Yeah, how you guys doing today?
We're great. How about you in Ohio? Are you cold? Are you freezing? Are you buried in snow or what?
Oh, yes.
All right, so you're cryologically? Yeah, preserved. Looking at the bright side. Yeah, okay.
I have a question for you. I'm planning a vacation to Bonaire there in May.
Yeah.
And a package I found includes shore diving. I've only done one shore dive before in my life.
Uh-huh.
Is there anything I should be prepared for while shore diving in Bonaire?
Okay, well, that's a great question. So, hadn't done any shore diving. Is planning
well, he's done
a
one
trip.
Shore dive, he said. I thought he said he did
well, one.
Well, one
shore dive, right. Yeah. But he's planning a trip in Bonaire and wants to know if he, you know, should plan accordingly or plan differently. Well, here's the deal. He had told me before we went on there, he's going to Captain Don's habitat.
Okay.
Which is great. So, that's a good thing because they'll definitely give you the right orientation you need for the diving, especially right
like
off
they'll
the
point
house
you towards
reef.
The water.
They will point you towards the water, but they'll tell
here's
you where
your
to
orientation.
Go.
Orientation, I'd go north.
Yeah. Actually, Captain Don's habitat is one of the places, the first place I ever traveled to.
Oh, wow. Many,
actually, before we started Scuba Radio over 18 years
this is where you
ago.
Went when you said, I've got to come up with a way to make somebody else pay for this.
No.
No, here's a free trip you won, right, Greg?
It was. It was my first DEMA, and I went there, and I had a business card from the radio station.
Okay.
And sure enough, I won a 4-night, 5-day stay at Captain Don's habitat.
Wow.
So I went out there, did some diving. You know, what's interesting about Bonaire, I was just there a couple months ago. Not even that, actually. I didn't dive, but I wandered around the island and noticed it hadn't changed in like 18 years.
Okay.
So that's a good thing in many ways, too. So there's nothing wrong with that. But you can go out there and experience the same type of stuff I saw 18 years ago at Captain Don's because the shore diving is spectacular, and that is what Bonaire is known for as the shore diving capital of the world. And Robert's going to have a blast because not only is, you know, it's so easy because it's right outside your, you know, your cottage or your hotel room where you're staying there at Captain Don's, but it's literally right there, and the water's crystal clear, the easiest conditions you could ever experience, really. But they'll take you by the fin. And they'll show you around. They'll give you an orientation there at Captain Don's. These guys have obviously been around for years, and they know how to treat their patrons right. So you're in for a treat. As far as preparing for it, I'm not so sure there's a whole lot to prepare for. I mean, just think of, like I said, pretty much the easiest kind of diving you can do. Now, if you go outside of the property, because you can shore dive all around Bonaire, you just have to make sure you get orientation to the different sites. There, you could find some resources online by just doing shore dive sites in Bonaire on Google or stuff like that and kind of come up with some location situations. But the other thing, really the thing is once you get there, tell the folks at Captain Don's, you know, this is what I want to do. Where should I go? And they'll instruct you accordingly. Get your orientation briefing. And that applies not only to Bonaire, but any place that you're going to dive, special shore diving or lakes, whatever the case may be. You need to talk to someone who's familiar with the local conditions and make sure there hasn't been anything that's changed. I mean, I talk in very general terms, obviously, but it comes down to getting the proper orientation from the thing. But from what I know there at Captain Don's in particular, I mean, literally, this is bathtub diving 99% of the time. So it's about as easy. Some of the best night dives you could ever do on the planet are right there in Bonaire, too.
And one of the great things that I've enjoyed about shore diving, I've done shore diving off of South Florida.
And not so
shore diving.
Done it
off of the Keys. The thing about South Florida, it was good. The reef was pretty close. It was a little ways out, but it's pretty close. I've also done shore diving in Roatan. Mm-hmm. And that one was fun. And that was more of what you're talking about, where I didn't have to travel to get to the shore to get in the water. I had to wake up to get to the shore. And that was a fun trip down there to Roatan.
Yeah, that was very easy diving there, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so, you know, shore diving, you know, the only better diving as far as ease is
drift diving.
No.
Drift diving.
No, liveaboard diving.
Oh, yeah.
Well, drift diving on a liveaboard.
Okay. All right. That could be. Well, you got me on that one. Vince has joined us as well as Jerry the Diver Guy via the web now. Vince, are you with us? Are you connected there? All right. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Now, you just did a liveaboard trip and, you know, on our last one. And would you agree with me that that's the best or the easiest type of diving you can do? What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it's like shore diving, but your shore is constantly changing. So, you know.
I have a tip, though.
Yeah. What's your tip there, Vince?
For beach diving, walk backwards.
Okay.
To get into the water. It's a little easier with your fins if you got longer fins.
It can help for sure. Or you take them off and put them on once you get into water, you know, tall enough to float in a little bit. That's
and go in with your regulator in your mouth.
Yeah, and you know, he's from California, so he's used to dealing with heavier surf like that. So that's where that come from. I'm guessing, right, Vince?
Yeah, I've done a lot of shore diving.
Yeah,
you got to be careful. We have a lot of surf here, so you have to, you know,
you got to plan accordingly. I hear you. What about you, Jerry, the diver guy? That makes sense. As a fellow, you know, fellow dive instructor, did I give the proper instruction to our buddy Robert there? Who's going to Bonaire? What do you think?
Everything is correct.
Everything.
I mean, Bonaire is one place where you can actually get in the water and put your fins on. So
that's true, because there's not a lot of surf there at all.
That's right. Yeah, they got this unique dock there, just made out of concrete, just a big block dock. And you literally just walk right off of that into the water. It's pretty sweet.
Wow.
Yeah.
There is yellow rocks dotted all around the island, and that's a dive site, so stop.
Look for the yellow rocks, and that's your dive site. Okay, well, that'll be helpful, for sure.
And if I'm not mistaken, isn't Bonaire famous for beach diving? Like, the beach diving capital of the world or something?
Well, yeah, they're the shore diving capital of the world.
Yeah, that's it.
Exactly. That's what we're talking about. So there you go. Good good stuff. Hopefully that'll help, Robert. And once you get out there in May, maybe you give us a call after and give us a little report. I need to get out to Bonaire. Bonaire's on my list to get back to. It's been way too long. 18 years, like I said.
Wow.
That's way too long to visit the shore diving capital of the world. All right, we got way more coming up. Stick around. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Got Bill the producer in here, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, Jerry the Diver Guy, and Vince. I mean, we got to come up with a better name for Vince, I think. He's out on the left coast. He's traveled with us a few times. Works at Spare Air, by the way. And, you know, he's quickly catching up with the rest of the class as far as his diving experience.
Vinny Two Tanks,
maybe. I don't know. What you like that little nickname there, Vince? Vinny Two Tanks? I'm kind of feeling it. I don't know. Yeah? What do you think?
Well, I do carry a spare when I go diving, so I do have two tanks.
That's right. So Vinny Two Tanks it is. I kind of like the ring to that. Okay. But you've just booked another trip with Explorer Ventures, and I'm very envious because he not only booked 1 week, you're booking 2 weeks in the Turks and Caicos, and you guys are going to the Grand Turk on that particular itinerary. Is that right, Vince? Or Vinny Two Tanks?
Yeah, I guess. I guess it's the whole, we're going to, whatever the weather may hold, whatever, you know, we're going to hit all the islands, whatever, whatever.
Well, it's a two-week itinerary, so they go out of Provo, where, you know, which will be like our trip when we go in October, but they'll leave Provo, and then they'll cruise over to Grand Turk, which is about, a 50, 60-mile run, a good haul, and then they'll dive around the island of Grand Turk, which is a little outside of the, you know, norm for Explore Ventures for that itinerary. So you're in for a treat, man, because when I was in Grand Turk on a little cruise ship stop about a month ago, I really loved what I saw on the island and just figured that underwater ought to be spectacular. So I think you're in for a treat. Are you excited or what?
Yeah, 2 weeks at sea on Explore Ventures. What could not be more exciting?
Exactly. Well, and when are you doing this? Is that in May too? Are you going to be
May 16th?
Okay, so you'll be in Grand Turk. Robert will be in Bonaire. I got to pick a place to go, and we'll cover, you know, every place in May. May 16th, my birthday, by the way, which is international.
Oh, happy birthday!
Well, it's Florida Lionfish Day, or better known as Greg's birthday. I don't know, something like that. We'll figure what it is. But I'm Vinny. I'm envious of Vinny Two Tanks.
No, when you show up, you're going to tell him you are Vinny. And you're going to go on that cruise yourself.
Oh, now you're thinking. Dan Tipnex and more. Stay stick around.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 189. Take it from me.
Easy cuddles.
Cuttlefish do not like to be cuddled.
Welcome to another edition of To Catch a Predator.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What do you have for us today, Nick?
A question, Greg.
Ask away.
What do you think of when I say dry diving?
Dry suits.
That's a logical answer. What about when I say frigid temperatures, howling winds, ice, and snow?
I say, I'll see you next summer.
That's what most folks think when winter comes around. But I say there are lots of ways you can stay involved in diving, even if you have no desire to get wet. And I'd say that each of these ways offers a benefit to you as a diver.
Okay, I'm curious.
Winter, which is the off-season for most of us not lucky enough to live in your neck of the woods, is a great time to catch up or increase diving knowledge.
You mean like finally getting to that stack of magazines that I've been wanting to read?
Exactly. Or that list of dive books that caught your interest, or those videos you've been wanting to watch.
You mean like all those online videos Dan offers?
Aren't you nice?
Well, they're great. And those, along with all the others that are out there, will definitely keep you busy.
And each one is chock full of information and can contribute to increasing your dive knowledge.
What if you actually feel like leaving the house and braving the elements?
How about taking a continuing education course? Not all of them involve diving. And you can learn first aid with a Dan course, or you can care for your gear with an equipment maintenance course.
You could also take care of your gear by getting its annual service done, couldn't you?
Sure. Avoid the rush and get it up and ready to go.
You know, as a doctor talking about the off season, I'm surprised you haven't pulled the fitness guard and advised us to get to the gym.
I hate to be so obvious.
But you believe so deeply in the connection between fitness and diving.
It's not so much my belief as it is science. Being fit is just a good thing to be.
So get started on a fitness program.
The sooner the better.
How about staying in touch with other divers?
Winter doesn't have to mean the end of the social aspect we all enjoy so much. Off-season offers a great chance for dive clubs to shine. Use the time to get together and maybe even work on off-season goals together. Encourage each other on the fitness side or take some continuing education classes together. Plan some special events like maybe a fundraiser that benefits an organization that is important to your club. Just being around other divers can keep you active in the sport until the season rolls around again.
And what if you just have to get in the water?
Take a refresher course or grab a buddy and head to the pool to practice. Keeping your skills sharp or practicing skills you don't often use is never a waste of time.
Or you could always book that midwinter trip to a tropical location.
Now that's a great tip. No question about it.
There are lots of ways for divers to stay active, even if it's not the perfect time of year to get wet. Use the off-season to take care of the things that often get pushed aside in warmer weather, and you'll be surprised at how much they can contribute to making you a better and safer diver. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and on the phone, live from the St. Louis Boat Show, is our good buddy, Big Wave Dave. Dave, how are you, buddy? How are things? Cold, I guess,
right? We're doing great down here. I'm sorry we're calling on the old school our cell phone, but next time we'll hopefully we'll do the other version.
Yes, well, he's so busy. Ed didn't have he didn't have time to connect a little higher fidelity. We'll do that next time for the Be a Diver pool. But it's a good thing you're busy. Everybody is snowed in St. Louis and came to the boat show and decided, hey, we're so cold, let's go swimming. I don't know what happened exactly.
Actually, it's the exact opposite this weekend. It got snowed in last weekend. This weekend, it's like 60 degrees and sunny outside. So I was worried people would be out biking, but hell, the show is crowded. We got all kinds of people in the pool. Everybody's loving the diving.
Nice. And so you're there for the entire weekend, and people are strapping on some scuba gear, jumping in the Be a Diver pool, and getting a taste of what it's like. What is it mostly people that have never done this before there in St. Louis this weekend, or what kind of crowd are you getting there, Dave?
Yeah, probably out here we get a lot of both. You know, probably people in the water, 75% is brand new, never saw it. And then we also have the families that, you know, the parents were BK divers before kids. They're getting in, kind of maybe going to do a refresher and hopefully sign the kids up for class.
Got it. Well, it sounds like a great great time indeed. And I better let you get back to it because I hear you have a line backed up there that want to jump in the pool. Is that the case right now or what?
Everybody wants to go diving in the pool. You know, they have a kayak pool. Hill here, that water's 42 degrees. Be a diver pool, 89.
Wow. Where are you taking this 89-degree pool next week, Big Wave? Where are you headed off to
I'm
next?
Home for a week, and then I head out to Philadelphia for the Travel and Adventure Show. And then after a couple-week break, I will be down in the sunny state of Florida over the Pompano Seafood Fest.
Well, there you go.
Oh, all right. Oh, we're going for that, aren't we?
We should.
Yeah.
We're going to try to work that one out.
Seafood Fest? Yes, we're going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not April 18th, right?
Hey, will that be lobster season at the end of April?
No, it'll be done. It ends at the end of March, actually. So it won't be lobster season.
Bummer.
But there's plenty of other seafood to feast on, evidently, because they're having a festival to celebrate such a thing.
Yeah. Hey, when I go diving, maybe we'll blow some lionfish away.
There you go. Absolutely.
Killing.
Yeah. That's
perfect.
Year round. All right, Dave. Well, thanks for checking in. We appreciate it. We'll let you get back to the St. Louis Boat Show and enjoy your time in the water there, my friend.
No problem. Thanks a lot. Next week, next time, we'll call in with the high fidelity stuff.
There you go. Absolutely. Big Wave Dave.
Okay.
He's the man.
By the way, the Pompano Seafood Festival is April 24th through the 26th.
Yeah.
And numbered among the musicians that will be playing, Bad Company.
Ooh, nice.
Actually, Brian Howe.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's okay.
Just Brian Howe from Bad Company. Right. Loverboy will be there.
Yeah.
Working for
the weekend, yeah.
Yeah, well, and that's where we'll be there. We'll be there for the weekend. And it is a good time to be had by all. You can find out more information by going to PompanoBeachSeafoodFestival.com.
Yeah, and of course, if you want to find out where Dave's going to be with the Be a Diver pool, BeADiver.com is the place to track all the tour dates. And it's quite a spectacle when he sets up this 20 by 40 foot pool.
Pole.
Well, that usually happens after dancing. Hours.
Yes.
But yeah, it's a good time, and you ought to check it out if you have the opportunity, especially if you have some diving friends or non-diving friends that you kind of want to suck into our little club of divers. You take them to the pool, give them a little taste. That's really all they need.
That makes sense to me.
And then you'll have them recruited as a future dive buddy. All right, so we got some things that we wanted to delve into on the show today, specifically with Jerry the Diver Guy. Jerry, I've kind of put on my business consulting hat this week to help him out. And I'm either I don't know if I'm helping or hurting, but time will tell in that regard. But tell him what we did this week, Jerry, or what we're working on.
Well, we've been designing T-shirts, and seems like we can never get the right design down. So, old Greg the Dive Master pulled one out.
Well, you know, Jerry runs Mountain Divers in Virginia, and you know he's told me about the shop. I haven't been there, but he's told me about the place. And you guys did you just move into a new facility, or you're getting ready to? Is that the deal? What was going on with that? Or
well,
location kind of thing, or moving around a little.
We're going to change locations, yes, but some things come up with the rental people, and we actually didn't get to move in.
Ah, okay. So you're basically looking to just kind of do a little, an upgrade. You'll move eventually, and you were looking like, hey, I need to upgrade some things, create a new logo or business logo for the dive shop. Mountain Divers, and so you started texting me some of the graphics. We talked about this last week, and you never got them up on Facebook, but you had texted them to me during the week, and I was like, well, that's pretty good, but you know, you're mountain divers. And basically he had this motif of a mountain, of course, with a like a, you know, like a lake in front of it and a dive flag sticking out of it. And then mountain divers, you know, printed around it, kind of like floating on the water surface. And I was like, yep. Okay, that kind of makes sense. It's kind of hard to read the mountain stuff a little bit, the font, because it was like wavy, like it was on the surface of the ocean or on a lake, you know?
Okay.
Yep. So, and I was like, you know, you need to be something bold. You're mountain divers. You're like Mount Rushmore, man. You're the Mount Rushmore of scuba diving.
Okay, except for Mount Rushmore's in South Dakota, and he's in Virginia.
But he's mountain divers. So
what you should have is you should have two divers, one mounting the... Wait, no.
That's Brokeback Mountain.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Easy on that one.
Yeah, Bill, that wasn't where I went, but now that you mention it, maybe I need to change my approach. All right, hold on. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving, flying, and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving, flying, and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why I wanted to tell you about Nanook Professional Protective Cases. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive Power Claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook cases generally cost less than similar products currently on the market. From an iPhone to a full set of dive gear, whatever you need to shield from the elements, Nanook Professional Protective Cases has the size, shape, and color for you. Go to Nanook.com. That's Nanook.com for Nanook Professional Protective Cases. The evolution of protection.
Did you know fewer than 2% of divers ever achieve the Paddy Master Scuba Diver Rating? Earning your Master Scuba Diver Rating places you in an elite group. People will know you've spent time underwater in a variety of environments with significant experience and training. Rescue Diver Certification with 5 specialties and a minimum of 50 log dives are all you need. And for a limited time, get a free e-card when you earn your Paddy Master Scuba Diver Rating. So join the elite. Contact your local Paddy Dive Center resort or instructor to plan your journey towards Master Scuba Diver today.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio, and enjoy the great outdoors.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Charlene, a.k.a. Champagne, coming to you live from the Spice Island of Grenada. I've also been crowned the Scuba Radio Mermaid for 2010. You're listening to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now here's my good buddy who never touched my tail in Grenada or anywhere on the planet, Greg the Dive Master on Scuba Radio.
Sexy.
They may call them bathing suits, but those bikinis aren't big enough to patch a roach burn in my jeans. La 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 la.
Yeah, Charlene knows how to work it. Even to this day. Matter of fact, she just got engaged this week, so congratulations to Charlene, better known as Champagne, our 2010 Grenadian mermaid. So it's a good little update to get things like that. But she's like an iron woman. She was like, would work out and pumped up, and she could like bench press Bill over her head, literally.
I might let her. She could crush me between her thighs, and I would also let her do that.
Fairly easy to do. All right, let's move on.
I have a
on.
Low threshold of
let's
pain.
Let's move on to other stuff before we get into more trouble. She'll beat you to a bloody pulp. All right, so Jerry the Diver Guy is on with us, and he has this dive shop, Mountain Divers, there in Virginia, and he's working on a logo. And so, you know, you want to project what the business is. Obviously, it's a dive center, and you want to incorporate mountains, and you want to incorporate diving. I love the idea that he had the mountains, and he had a lake in front of the mountain and a dive flag sticking out of it like it was floating out of it. But coming up with what to, you know, how to present the Mountain Divers part of it, I was like, look, you know, it's Mountain Divers. Make him make the logo or the, you know, font into the mountain like Mount Rushmore or something. Strong, forceful.
Again, with the Mount Rushmore, it should be a twin peak. It should be a mountain design where the mountain is shaped like an M. Or an O.
Well, that's a good idea too, actually. But you know, I started messing around with it, and I don't know. I mean, do you like what I did? Is that what you're thinking? Is the
no,
final
he does
thing?
Not. He doesn't even like
there,
it a
Jerry.
Tiny
what
bit.
Do you think?
It's the worst thing.
Well,
everything come up pretty close to what you got. The block style
like
that
it.
You gave is. We couldn't even print it with the screen print part of it.
It was too high tech.
We had to go with a more contemporary part of it.
Ah, okay.
We had to go with something more contemporary.
I mean, I made Mountain Divers.
We had to go with something that had been created in this century.
No. I mean, Mountain Divers out of like brick, you know, or rock. I it was a texture I kind of put together in Photoshop. But that's hard to screen print. Is that what you're saying?
No, he's
saying it was terrible.
He knocked it pretty quick.
This is the worst thing I've ever seen.
What did he say? He knocked it. Your graphic guy knocked it down pretty quick.
Yeah, he knocked it pretty quick. He said, "There's no way we can put those little rock symbols in that font," and so it went pretty quick.
Well, I mean, if you're making it a T-shirt, there has to be a question as to how much fidelity you want. You've got that on a giant screen. He's going to end up making it a tiny thing. It's a detail which is going to get totally washed out when you shrink it down.
Yeah. Oh, the texture that I used.
Correct.
Which is like a
unless,
it was
unless,
just
and Jerry,
black.
Don't forget about this, Jerry. This is something you could do.
Mm.
You could, as part of the silk screening process, part of the process, you could put glue on those letters and glue actual rocks.
Oh, that's a great idea, Bill. Fantastic.
Not going to work, I don't think. That's not practical, Bill.
You don't think that's a practical solution to put actual, like small pebbles that you use in an aquarium?
No, you would use lead weights. That's more appropriate for diving.
I think it's going to be a little problem if you're wearing that T-shirt at the airport.
Well, it'd be entertaining for everyone else. I guess it'd be annoying, wouldn't it?
Probably.
Yeah. All right. Well,
not unlike this conversation. Go on.
Well, I guess what we're trying to share is what people are going through this process, trying to create a logo for their dive shop or dive club or whatever. You know, you want to think it through. You want it to say what you mean. You know, when people see
mean
it,
what you say.
Yeah. When
for
they,
God's
I mean,
sake.
I always believe in the KISS system. Keep it simple, stupid, right? So when you look at a logo far away, you should be able to tell exactly what it is or what they're trying to get across. Like Scuba Radio is pretty simple. It's a dive flag spelled out with Scuba Radio on it. Simple as that.
Actually, I cannot tell you how many people have seen that logo and said to me, Scuba Daddy-O, what does that mean?
What? Have they said that? Really?
Almost all the time.
I usually get
Scuba Daddy-O. You're the
Daddy-O,
Scuba Daddy-O?
I usually get Scuba Radio. So you're underwater and that's a radio underwater? I get that usually.
How about South? You get South
I'm not
Cuba?
Saying we have done it correctly. I'm just saying.
It does look like a dive flag. In fact, I saw a great picture of a Scuba Radio logo on Facebook.
I did. I noticed yesterday. That. Yes. And we do appreciate it when you share, you know, your Scuba Radio on Facebook and let us know. We will link it up on our Scuba Radio Facebook page.
Do it.
Yeah. And, you know, actually someone just got baptized into one. I didn't know Scuba Radio T-shirts were the latest in baptismal wear, but evidently they are.
What font did you use for that? Baptism humor will never go out of style.
says you. Yeah. We even got a groan out of Jerry the Diver Guy on that one. That is remarkable. All right. Well, you know, we'll help you as much as we can. And our business consulting services are, well, you get what you pay for. So
there
you can imagine how much they cost. All right. So we got Jerry Beatty's going to join us in hour two. He just got back from a place called Dunbar Resort or something like that. We'll find out what that's all about.
Done drinking at the bar.
One
resort.
Of those. Yes. And I don't know, much, much more coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Don't go anywhere. Just getting started.
Each little snail here know how to whale here. That's why it's hotter under the water. Yeah, we in love here, down in the mud here under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.